buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Welcome back, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock. My name is Mark Salem, and for the next couple hours, we're going to be talking about car questions, car concerns, and anything automotive related. If you'd like to call in and ask Mark a question, the number is 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. I'd like to introduce my papa and take everything that he says with a grain of salt.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We started off on the wrong foot. Okay, this is my last show. Many of you know that. It's 5 minutes after 10. I've got my family here. To my left is my son, Alan. Next to him is my grandson, and they unfortunately named him Mark Salem. So he's got a cross to bear that the rest of them don't. Next to him is my wife, Renee, and then Rex Aroni. He's my other grandson. He builds little remote cars that have big pointed things in the front of them, and they go in the circle, and he stabs other cars and wrecks them and all that kind of stuff, and he's a winner. I saw him take his car and flip over one of the other kids' cars.
It's called robotics.
Yeah, robotics. Okay, and you build the car all the way through from start to finish, and then you've got a little joystick that you use. Okay. Next to him is Josephine. Josie is my granddaughter. She's meaner than a junkyard dog. That's the live buzzer, okay? All right. How old are you, Josie?
Seven.
She's seven. And her mother is next to me. This completes the circle. And this is Andy. Andy and Alan run our business. And you know that I've never been one to just tout our business and to use the name all the time, and I directed you to lots of other shops all over the city, but today we're talking about our shop, and Andy runs our shop. She signs checks. She makes the boys make sure that they do everything right. She handles customers. She handles the service writer. She handles parts. She handles all of that. But her biggest job is her older brother, Alan.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Alan runs the shop. In the shop, we work on vintage cars. We work on mother and father and grandpa and grandpa's cars. We work on motor homes, and we work on diesels.
And regular cars.
Thank you. But the diesels and old cars is a market we do. You're not going to be able to call on Monday and get in on Tuesday because we're on a backlog, but we'll put your name down and stuff like that. So, Andy, do you know, or Alan, what kind of cars do we have today that's of the vintage nature?
The first one that comes to mind is a 59 Corvette we have out there. Mm-hmm. But we've also got – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The 59 Corvette came from Sholo.
Yeah.
And it was one of 12 Corvettes that was turquoise and a convertible and something else, right?
Yeah, you told me the story, and I don't really remember exactly what it was. But, yeah, it's a very rare something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we did a bunch of work on it, put it on the road, and that's what they wanted. They wanted it roadworthy. It had not been roadworthy for years. And
correct.
I had helped the family get it towed down here, and you guys just delivered it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And then we'll talk to Alan more about diesels. What the heck do you do with diesels?
No, not much anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah. But we do tires and wheels.
Yeah, lifts, lift suspension, lighting, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. What do you mean, not much anymore?
Well, performance-wise.
Oh, okay.
Performance-wise, yeah. That has kind of gone by the wayside with all this new emissions regulations, and manufacturers have made it really difficult to get inside the computers, so that's kind of gone away. But that just boosts the rest of the business, which is the lifts, the wheels, the tires, the power steps, the lighting, all that kind
of
stuff.
Speaking of power steps, would you order a set of power steps for my 12 Dodge?
Yeah.
Okay, the ones that are on there, they're all coming off.
I know, but the problem is that they mount to the same holes.
They do?
Yeah.
So you're
we need to figure something out.
Yeah, you'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you also do diesels that don't run, the Chevy, the Dodge, the Ford.
Yep.
Don't run good, don't start good, leak oil.
Diagnose, drivability.
Yep. All that stuff.
Yep.
And I'm going to brag, because this is my last show, but we really have great diesel people, starting with Alan and all the troops that are underneath him. with respect to the 6.6, the 6.0, the 7.3, the, what am I missing?
6.7.
6.7.
5.9, all that stuff, yeah.
All those Chevy, Dodge, and Ford diesel engines, no matter what the year is, and we'll tell you if we're not the best guy for it. If it's a transmission problem, we're going to send you to a transmission shop. But anyway, today, all of us are here to answer your questions. You can call us at 602-508-0960. Again, this is my last show. I've been doing this for 35 years. And today is it. That's why my family's here, to help me. So 602-508-0960. But I've had fun because 1988 we started. And
I was thinking about that. It wasn't always fun because we could never take a vacation without running around trying to find a fax line for you to be able to do the show on Saturday. And there was many times we sat outside a hotel room or an office, you know, with a 25-foot cord so that you could do radio on Saturdays. So
yeah, and you're right. I forgot about that, the sacrifices that we made and you guys made, because Saturdays was just radio day.
Yeah. You didn't go to the kids, you know, games or anything like that. So,
you want to turn it down? Okay. Yeah. And then, well, keep in mind the technology part of it. The technology part of it is back then we used a fax line.
Right.
But today we have this piece of equipment that's thousands of dollars that uses Wi-Fi and all this fancy stuff.
As long as we can find a good enough Wi-Fi, yes.
Right. So
yeah, it's easier for sure.
And in the old days when we did motorhome stuff, we had to plan our trips to where we could use a phone from a friend or someone that we met or something like that.
Right.
Today we can do it out of our own motorhome if that's what we are going to do.
Yeah.
So we've been through the technology. We've only been to two radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And we came here in 2011 to KKNT.
Right. Yes.
And so it's been a joy because, number one, the other station had a lot more politics to it, and that's something I avoid. I just simply don't speak to Democrats.
And then oh, golly. You're going to get yourself
you avoid confrontation? Right. There we go, Josie. Oh, Josie, start with your lie detector thing.
No, I'll tell you,
Josephine.
The number one thing I've noticed is the customers that we've got from this radio station are far, far, far and away. I don't want to say better people, just better customers.
Easier to deal with.
I think it's just a totally different
demographic.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they're, trustworthy. I think that they come in and they're not trying to fix their own stuff. They're just really looking for somebody to fix it for them, fix it right, all of that stuff. Whereas, you know, in the past, it's been more do-it-yourselfers, which is fine. It's just a totally different clientele.
And you're the one that handles problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask you every time we talk, you know, have we done a repair wrong and stuff like that. I'm real proud because that's hardly a conversation we ever have.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
we do make mistakes.
Sure.
And we own up to them, and that's all there is to it. But there is a difference, you're right, with consumers, because then you got the guys that come in and they want you to fix their truck exactly like they tell you to. But we don't do that anymore because 9 out of 10 times they're wrong and they don't want to pay for their own misdiagnosis. So you come in and say, my diesel won't start hot, my diesel won't start cold, my diesel has an excessive amount of black smoke or blue smoke. We need the symptoms, and then we'll give you a price of this is the diagnostic process. And how many times, Andy, does the diagnostic process, what percentage of the times does the diagnostic process actually kind of fix the car? We found a vacuum leak, we plugged the hose back in, stuff like that.
I would say there is times for that, but it's not all the time,
okay,
by any means. But there is, when you're talking emission stuff and things like that, yes, sometimes there is, through the diagnostic process, you find a quick fix,
okay,
and get it taken care of. But
a lot of people are freaked out by the diagnostic process. But the problem is they've already spent way more than that throwing parts at it, and it hasn't fixed their problem. So a lot of times you're better off to get the diagnosis and get the right fix than just spending all kinds of money on parts and it's not working.
It's just, I think it's educating the public as to what they're getting for the diagnostic. The diagnostic for a check engine light is not simply just pulling codes. That's that the codes don't tell us what part is failed or anything like that. So I think just them learning the process, if we have an EVAP code, then we're smoke testing the system, then we're checking for leaks, then we're, you know, doing X, Y, and Z to find the problem. So you're getting a lot more, really, than you know, just scanning the code.
And the diagnostic process is tracking down the original problem. And the code doesn't necessarily and oftentimes does not determine the cause. For instance, if the O2 sensor, Alan, if the O2 sensor's yelling lean at us all the time, saying, give me more fuel, give me more fuel, there's all kinds of vacuum leaks that can cause that. So replacing the O2 sensor isn't the viable repair. Mm-hmm. We're not interested in doing a quick repair. And there's times where we do the diagnosis and the repair is $5, $25, $30, $40, $50. It's nothing compared to the find it. It's just a quick fix, but it's not that way all the time, obviously. Yeah. So the diagnostic, and we have, I don't know how many master techs. Anybody got an idea?
I don't know.
I mean,
five?
Yeah, I would say I know.
I think
I'm trying
you have
to
more.
Think of who. Who is a master? I know almost all of them are ASC certified.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of want ASC. But we know Eddie is. We know Ron is. We know Mark is. I don't know about some of the other guys.
Yeah.
But, and then the ASC certification is kind of like a bachelor's degree in auto repair. They have tested your skill level at fuel delivery, spark, compression, engine, check engine lights, all that kind of stuff. And those are the things that all shops have to deal with, just not us, but all shops. So you guys are not allowed to tell any stories, so you might as well get the heck going. And Andy, you want to be first, Renee, or Alan?
No.
We're all trying to think of radio appropriate.
Oh.
Yeah, most of it's not radio appropriate. That's very true.
This is our last show. What are they going to do, fire me?
I know. I know. But we don't want to shock people either.
I thought we had a caller earlier, but I heard Gil.
Do we have a caller, Gil?
Oh, okay.
Lines are open, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. Well, I'll tell them. I mean, going way back to the gas station days in the 79, 80, 85, things were a little tougher and a little different. And we had lots of people that would pull up to the islands or pull up to the bays and tell us how to fix their cars. We learned real quick that they were wrong more than they were ever right.
You still love that to this day.
What's that?
You still love when people tell you that to this day, right?
Oh, wait. They looked it up on Google. That's your favorite line.
Pull your mic just back just a little bit. Oh, you're absolutely right. The way to wad my underwear up is tell me you looked it up in Google and Google said this.
But do you Google anything?
No.
Oh, because you think you know everything, right?
What am I going to do? I'm going to go to Google. Now, this is me. I'm going to go to Google and listen to some guy that I don't know if he's a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker tell me how to fix my car because he fixed his car this way.
No, we're talking about other stuff.
We're
like how do you... I can't think
repair
of anything
a dryer
right
plug.
Now, but how do you
repair a dryer plug?
Yeah,
there you go.
Or if your microwave's not working, you never search what kind of microwave you have.
Yes, he has. I can tell you he has.
You have and typed in the problem. You've never done that.
Yeah, I have people fix it. I call the microwave.
Yeah, right.
But
you probably tell him how to fix the microwave.
You know, funny
he does, or he likes to be involved. And remember, we charge double when somebody wants to help.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But we've been doing radio since 1988, and these are things that I learned how to say early on.
Oh, yeah.
You come into my shop and you tell me how to fix your car, we're going to say no. Because if you don't fix it, you don't want to pay for it, and you diagnosed it wrong, and the fix doesn't fix it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think you know, once – I know people who call. Once we put them in a comfort zone of what the process is and how that looks, then, you know, they understand, and they're willing to go the route that we're leading them.
All right, so I'm going to take a break, but let me ask you this question. When you're faced in – with a man at the front counter, because you work the front counter all the time, or a lady in front of the counter, I would suspect there's a difference with respect to how you communicate with them, the two of them?
I don't know that there's a difference between how I communicate with them.
It's how they communicate with you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the ladies are probably more receptive to the process. This is what we're going to do. We're going to check the code. We're going to follow the code, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
for
then the guy's going to say, "I already know it's a code 29."
I think there's a, more, I mean, I would say 95% of them are all nice and, you know, mm-hmm. are treat everybody well.
Yeah,
I would
you
say
did
there's...
have a lady the other day, I think, that yeah. wadded up your panties, as your father says.
Oh, you know what? We're going to take a break, and then I want to hear the wadded up, because
okay.
that's my favorite word.
I know
wadded
that.
Up your panties. Well, wadded up your panties. All right, 602-508-0960, and we'll be right back.
Take the Patriot with you wherever you go. The 960 The Patriot mobile app, your Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, and Odyssey.com. It's your voice of reason 24/7.
Today on the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt, brought to you in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Fox News and the city of Milwaukee welcomed the first presidential debate. Byron York will help us review.
Our question was, you know, which candidate could break out and make a big impression in this debate?
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Sundays at 7 p.m. on KKNT 960 The Patriot.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. We're fighting like heck between us. We're trying to figure out what to do and what not to do and what to say. We've already been warned that we've used the word panties too many times. And then you had something you wanted to say during the break, and so I'm opening the door to my wife, Renee.
About what? I don't even remember.
No, she was just saying about the incident.
There was a
that
lady
got my
that
panties.
Came in that wadded up Andy's panties.
Oh, okay.
Usually when we're at the front counter, they always say, you know, we want to talk to a guy, and they look around at the guys behind us or
no,
whatever.
No, they don't even say they want to talk to a guy. Well,
no.
They just
thank you.
They just act like you're not standing at the counter, and they're like it's like a tree is
you.
It's like a tree is in the way, and they're like trying to look left and look right, like trying to make eye contact with any man behind you.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. It is so in the past. I've probably seen it more in the last 3 months than I can remember ever
really?
Seeing it. Yeah, and they'll walk. I mean, I don't know. The other day they said something. I mean, Andy was writing them up, I think, even, and he was just searching for someone that was smarter than Andy, you know what I mean? Just like, and I don't remember what the exact word was, is can I talk to a tech, or are you a tech, or something to that effect? And I sat there to myself, and I thought, this woman right in front of you knows 100 times more than you and your next 10 friends. Okay? Well, I don't even, you sound ridiculous.
Remember when the guy, went to go grab my business card, and he was like, oh, is this Mark's son? And John was like, no, it's actually Mark's daughter. And he's like, oh. And he puts my card back in. He's like, which one is it? Oh, and then yours says Alan's. Yeah. So he went and grabbed Alan's card. He wouldn't even take my business card.
Okay, well, Andy's spelled with an I, and I don't know very many guys that have I. Okay.
Yeah.
And
then, I know.
Yeah. I've had that and I've seen that. And it's a matter of that they want to talk to a technician, like we're going to pull somebody off the floor.
Yeah. I think when they say they want to talk to a tech, they just want to talk to a guy.
A male. That's all it is.
Fair enough.
There was a lady though, and then Daniel stuck up for you or something.
Yeah.
And
oh, well, the lady came in and the first thing she said when she walked in is my son told me not to come here because you ripped me off. And I'm like, well, I was shocked. And I said, well, we don't do business like that. So, you know, that's not correct. And, so then we started talking and, she started telling me she was having a AC problem, but I was trying to differentiate whether it was blowing warm or she was having no volume of air.
Okay.
So we were having this conversation back and forth. Is it blowing warm? I don't know. Is it volume of air? Because they're two separate, you know, things. So I'm trying to kind of figure out, and she just stops and she looks at me and she goes, wow, you might know something about cars. And you know those, like big punching arms
with the springs.
The springs. Okay. I wanted to just like have one stick up out of the counter and be.
Okay. But for the people out there.
Right.
She has what nobody else in the family has. What she has is she gets, and first of all, folks, let me tell you, we are adamant that you're going to tell us the symptoms of your problem. We're going to write them down. Every word you say, you're not going to come in and say, change the air conditioning compressor, because we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
We want to know why, what's it doing, what's not doing, and all that kind of stuff. So Andy gets to read the work order, and it has all the symptoms on it, and she sees the repair. So if it doesn't have a vibration, Andy knows that replacing the radiator ain't going to fix the vibration. So Andy knows, so she looks at it, she says, oh, you have an egg in the right front tire, and we did notify you, and you said you'd have the tire taken care of, but your vibration's from the right front tire. Well, Andy sees every quarter, so if she gets to the front counter, she's seen your problem before, and she's seen the repair before.
Yeah.
And Alan's the same way, except Alan's out in the shop. And so it's easy, but we really do embrace women. Because they're the few that don't tell us how to fix it. They tell us what the symptoms are.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
More
easy. I mean, we have a lot of great male customers. I think a lot of them have been around for us for a long time. They know the drill. They know how we work. They, you know, come in and just say, this is what I've got going on. And I don't think people mean to, you know, they just don't know any better. They think that by Googling or by whatever they're doing and giving us information. So it's just our job to kind of sift through all of that stuff and say, we don't need you to tell us how to fix it. We just want you to give us symptoms. We're going to ask you questions and then we're going to get to the bottom of it. So that's just part of our job. But it, you know, it sometimes on some days it's more frustrating than others.
Well, it's like the air conditioning thing. My air conditioning is broken. Why? Well, it just blows out the defrost vent. Well, is it warm when you ask for warm, and is it cold when you ask for cold? Yeah, but it's blown out of the defrost. Okay, we can fix that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a conversation we have every single day with customers in the summer. Every single day, because they just said they'll you know, drop it off. My AC doesn't work. Well, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that blows warm, or does that mean there's no volume of air, or what does it mean to you? So those conversations we literally have daily with people.
But Alan, if they give us symptoms, for instance, when I throttle up hard, it stops blowing out of the vents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I step on the gas, it stops blowing out. We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
We know where to go.
Yep.
How much money did they save themselves
when
they just tell you something as simple as that?
Right.
We know exactly where to go. The vacuum system for the vents and the blend door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if they give us some tip like, oh, this was just done a week ago and then it started, or they don't sometimes even know that all of those little clues are a piece to the puzzle to help solve the problem. So.
So how many times, Alan and Andy, do they come to the front desk and they said, I just had my drive shaft replaced, both front axles, all the shock absorbers, and all the tires. And you say, okay, well, what's the problem now? I still have a vibration.
Yeah,
we see it weekly.
Yeah. Well, and the big one, too, is, you know, I've spent, you know, again, I've put new shocks on it, I've put new tires on it, I've put new wheels on it, I've put new hub bearings on it, I've put this, and I've put ball joints, I've done all of this kind of stuff, and I still have the same problem. But I don't have any money left to pay you guys to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
you need to go back to the shops that took your money.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, they'll do that on their own.
Yeah.
Trying to fix it, you know. I don't have any money. Well, it's, you know, 179 Diag or whatever it is. 179. I don't have that kind of money. Well, what about the 900 you just
spent?
I almost said something. Well, yeah.
You almost said it.
Yeah, I almost said it. You know, so that happens all the time.
And it's easier for us to overcome, but it's also kind of sets the stage at that front counter. You know what I mean? We already know what their expectations are, and they want us to financially participate in the repair because they spent $800 guessing.
Right.
And they're out of money.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I think if we just, I mean, the end goal is to fix their car. So if they just kind of understand our thought process and how we're going to get there and keep, you know, communicate with them along the way, then you know, they're good.
Okay. We have two service writers that handle the front counter along with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And the two guys are just exquisite guys.
Yeah, they
both
do
of
great.
They're really, really good at talking about symptoms. Talk to me about symptoms. What does it do? Does it squeal when you hit the brakes? Does it squeal when you turn left or turn right? All that kind of stuff. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. You got a car question? Now's the time to call us. We'll be back right after this.
ADOT's I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project is in the works. It's an 11-mile stretch of Interstate 10 between Loop 202 and I-17. When complete, your travel time through the area will be reduced. Access to Sky Harbor, retail centers, and colleges will be improved. And the region will be able to better support a growing economy and more. Keep up with the project and traffic updates at i10broadwaycurve.com. And stay ahead of the curve. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Department of Transportation.
What is really going on in the real estate market? This is a question we get almost every day. This is Phil and Josh, hosts of Arizona Real Estate Matters, which airs every Sunday from 2 to 3 right here on 960 The Patriot.
This isn't some one-hour real estate infomercial. Arizona Real Estate Matters covers what is happening today in our real estate market. We discuss the current and ever-changing real estate facts and statistics that affect the largest purchase that you'll probably ever make.
So for the most up-to-date real estate information affecting the real estate market today, tune in to Arizona Real Estate Matters every Sunday from 2 to 3 right here on 960 The Patriot.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans count on AM radio stations like this one for news, weather updates, and the opportunity to discuss and debate important issues facing our country. But some people want to remove AM radio from new cars being manufactured, and we cannot let that happen. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, Senate Bill 1669, and moved it on for a vote in the full Senate. It also faces action in the U.S. House. Your U.S. Senator and your representative in Congress are in your home state during the annual congressional recess this August. When you see your senator or congressman visiting your community, please tell them you want their support to keep AM radio strong, vibrant, and available to you in your car. This is your chance to stand up and be heard. And you can text AM to 52886. Just text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support AM radio. Text AM to 52886.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack.
To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
All about that theme and all the mobile.
Well, today is Salem Family's last day. This is my last day working on the radio after 35 years. We're going to take a break. Renee and I are going to hop in the motorhome, and we're going to try to drive all over the United States, and she's going to buy as much junk as she can, and I'm going to complain about it every minute of the day.
And you're going to see how many fights you can get in.
Well, you know what's nice about the new motorhome? It has a really loud air horn.
No,
it has GPS. That's the nice thing.
Yeah, my GPS is not her, my wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the GPS is going to be a marriage saver because, you know, we'll put bets on. They might not even make it to Flagstaff before.
Because you guys have to admit, we have had GPS problems. And let me fill in, too. Folks, we as a family have been traveling almost annually in a motorhome. We started with a 78 Winnebago. We went to the Bounders. We went to the American Eagles. And the kids have gone with us. Suffice it to say that when you stick five of us in the same motorhome and four of us have very A personalities, it's just not always going to fly.
Or we're just...
Hey, get your headphone on. Nobody can hear you. What?
Oh, well, I didn't know we were live.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're just
where
having
have you
fun.
Been?
Okay.
I didn't know we were back from break.
Well, if you had your headphones on, you would know.
I would know. Okay.
Okay. So never what's your mind. Complaint about traveling?
You.
Where does she start?
Yeah. You have no patience.
How much time do we have in this show?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not enough to...
I mean, now you guys are taking a traveling with your Jeep towed behind it. So we always know that Mom can drive the motorhome and Dad can, you guys both can drive the vehicle. So and if need be, somebody's coming home in a different car, not hooked up to the motorhome.
Right. You know, that's true. That's evidently true. We have had some pretty rambunctious motorhome. Now, folks, let me explain. My family has, from 1 to 95, those are the north and south highways in the United States, we have traveled the length of 1 and 95 and everything in between. Mm-hmm. We've done this over a period of 12, 15 years. East and west, 10 is at the bottom and 90 is at the top. We have traveled every freeway, east and west, from coast to coast. My family has done that.
Yeah. Well, the kids have been to all 50 states.
Yes.
We didn't drive to Hawaii, obviously.
Yeah.
But we've stopped in each state and done something that state was known for. In Vermont, we went and saw how they made maple syrup. In Maine, we ate lobster.
Well,
we
sat
on the Plymouth Rock.
Okay. I remember when we went to the Cajuns, we went to Louisiana, and we were in those boats, and we were feeding alligators marshmallows and stuff like that. Andy snuck up behind Alan and tried to push him in the water.
That's one of my biggest regrets when we traveled.
What?
Remember when they had alligator dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one.
Well, I remember we only bought one, and then we had to go back and buy one or two more. And it's kind of like a sausage.
Yeah.
It's just a
but
spicy
But I just wish
sausage.
I would have tried it. I don't know. I always think about that.
But what else? We've ridden all the big roller coasters.
Yes.
And we were blessed because we've been married 50 years. And Alan's 12.
Who's blessed?
Yeah. You know, I'm about ready to kill your mic.
No. Mom's blessed.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
Well, and the kids grew up. I mean, I had an office smaller than the one that we're in right now, and we had a bassinet in there, and they were, little.
This is where you and I went into business in 1979. We had a mobile gas station, and your office was, the bathrooms for the men and women were bigger than your office at the gas station, and all of our kids were born and raised in those bassinets.
Well, they weren't born there, but they were raised in there. Yeah, I did go to the hospital for that, but I remember
being out on the islands passing out flyers, and I'm sure people felt sorry for us because I was like 9 months pregnant or whatever. And okay. Oh, well, we better give them some business.
And that was Ahwatukee Mobile. For those people that patronized us since 1979, we opened up the first gas station in Ahwatukee for a 2 or 3 mile range.
Yes.
And we all worked it. The kids worked it. I worked it. You did the books and I handled the technicians. But look at the successful kids we kicked out. Mike Russo. You know what I mean? He's one of our successes. Look at Tim Waters. We've had so many of the young men and women that came from high school and went through that are now in the automotive industry. Mike is a policeman. We've had Alger, his own transmission shop. So look at all those kids that were kind of in our family.
Oh, so you're taking credit for all their success?
No. Oh. No, I'm saying, I'll tell you what, you showed them what to do and I showed them what not to do. That's the best damn explanation I can give you.
There you go.
there was times when we had gasoline problems and then what would happen is, oh boy, what did I do wrong here? I got to do that again and I got to push. There you go.
Well, I remember I had to order gas like every second or third day because we would go through 10,000 gallons of gas because we were the only gas station around. And boy, when I forgot to order gas, it was hell.
Oh, I bet.
Well, it was hell from Mobile. But also, what about the times we had gas shortages and we had fist fights on the islands and stuff like
people
that?
People out the street for miles.
You guys had gas shortages back then?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
It was bad.
Okay, so that we have
gas
lines
wars
that,
and
we have lines that go miles, mm-hmm. and we have four lanes coming into the gas station. So there's lines for miles. So this one construction guy pulls up. He pulls up and he cuts the line, and everybody's mad.
Oh, I bet.
So I go out there and I say, I shut the gas pump off, and I said, you got to get to the end of the line. And he goes, no, I don't. And I said, yes, you do. You got to get to the end of the line. Now, this guy's a construction guy that looks like he climbs trees for a living. He's huge. All of a sudden, his eyes got big, and he goes, okay. And he got in his truck. I turned around and bumped into the belly button of Gene Schumacher and Walt Price, two of my customers that are huge men. And Walt Price was former military, mm-hmm. and Gene Schumacher had to be 7 feet tall, and he was at least 3 feet wide. And I thought I had scared this guy off, and then I turned around and bumped into the belly button of one of them, and I'm going, holy mackerel, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you more family secrets. We're going to tell you, when Renee and I got married, she was 10, and some stuff like that. We'll be right back.
Take the Patriot with you wherever you go. The 960 The Patriot mobile app, your Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, and Odyssey.com. It's your voice of reason 24/7.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround Phoenix right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround Phoenix today.
More than 80 million Americans count on AM radio stations like this one for news, weather updates, and the opportunity to discuss and debate important issues facing our country. But some people want to remove AM radio from new cars being manufactured, and we cannot let that happen. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, Senate Bill 1669, and moved it on for a vote in the full Senate. It also faces action in the U.S. House. Your U.S. Senator and your representative in Congress are in your home state during the annual congressional recess this August. When you see your senator or congressman visiting your community, please tell them you want their support to keep AM radio strong, vibrant, and available to you in your car. This is your chance to stand up and be heard. And you can text AM to 52886. Just text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support AM radio. Text AM to 52886.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to the phones because we got a couple of callers and just chime in. Mm-hmm. Folks, in case you don't know, my whole family's here. My wife of 50 years, Renee, and then I've got my oldest son, Alan, and I've got my youngest daughter, Andy. They've got their families. So we got Josie. She's probably going to run the shop someday. Rex, too. He's a robotics guy. Mark Salem, believe it or not, they saddled him with my name, but he plays baseball really, really good at Chandler High School. And I think he can throw balls like 470 miles an hour and scares everybody. And then we got Lexi. Lexi is Alan's youngest daughter, or only daughter, as a matter of fact. And she's kind of special to me, her and Josie. Because they know how to say bad words, and they're ornery a little bit.
Where's the dinger?
Where's your dinging? There you go.
And Josie has a dinger that tells everybody I'm lying.
That's
okay,
right.
Kurt. Good morning, Kurt. How can we help you?
You really can't help me, Mark. I just wanted to call and say congratulations. I really, really appreciate all you've done for the industry, and I'm hoping that Alan will carry on the same tradition. He seems like a good guy. And who knows, maybe Mark Salem Jr. Will do something someday.
Thank you very much. And I didn't pay you to say that, but Kurt's from Kurt's Auto. Right. Him and I have been friends for 20 or 30 years.
Yep.
And he knows Alan real well. And he has a guy. What's Kurt's number one guy?
Eric, yeah.
Eric and Alan are a lot alike. They both were born and raised in the auto repair industry. Alan's a little bigger than Eric, but Eric's a little better on the gas cars than Alan is, but then Eric's, you know, has diesel issue. But Kurt and I, and Kurt's at I-17 in Bell for those of you that are in that area. But Kurt, thank you very much. It is a blessing that that Renee and I don't have to, like she said, every Saturday for the last 35 years has been all around the radio show. So it's going to change next week. But thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much.
I just want to say congratulations, and I wish you very best of luck on your next endeavors.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you. All righty, Gary, you're up next. How can we help you?
This is Gary in Glendale. How you doing, Mark?
Good.
So a quick story. I started listening to you the week my wife passed in 2016. I've been listening to you every Saturday morning since. And in a weird sort of way, for 2 hours a week, everything in my life seemed just fine. So you got me through some tough times. So I'll tell you a quick story. Couple of weeks ago, you talked about replacing hoses at 80,000 miles. So I went to the store. My next door neighbor's a mechanic. He does, you know, driveway mechanic stuff. It's easy. And so I got the upper and lower and stainless steel hose clamps, and I took them over, and I said, I got 80,000 miles. It's time to change these. And he says to me, Jerry, you're a smart man. And I go, no, but I know one.
And he uses bad words every once in a while, but go ahead.
I just want to thank you. You've been a part of my world and a very important part of it, and you have no way to know that, but the impact that you have in people's lives as an auto person is tremendous. But you are an amazing human being, and I want to thank you.
Well, yeah, but not everybody in here is shaking their head.
Yeah. Don't build them up too big. Okay?
Get your mic closer to your mouth.
I'll try not to tear up.
Okay. No one can hear. Oh, wait. Something's
Nobody.
Wrong. Hold on a minute.
No, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I can't hear.
Okay.
I don't think, if I can't hear you, I'm the engineer here. So,
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, you're number 4. How about now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It's my fault. I turned off a microphone 4 because your daughter was so loud and boisterous. But, Gary, let me tell you, I have enjoyed 35 years. It's we fixed more cars than Alan broke.
By a small margin.
That's a story I'm going to tell.
Go ahead.
I remember we had a Viper, and Alan took it out, I don't know, one day on the street behind the shop, and he had washed it or something.
He was drying it off.
Drying it off, that's right.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote. And he hit the curb with 2 tires, and he came back, and of course, Mark was happy as happy could be. You know, you guys don't get all the good stuff of Mark, but he does have a bad temper, believe it or not. So he just, you know, ripped Alan.
No.
Yeah.
I'm way too
loud
now.
I bet it wasn't a week later, Mark Salem did the same exact thing on the other side of the car. He hit the curb.
There was a little girl that ran out from underneath me, and I had no choice but to hit the left side, and he hit the right side.
Exactly.
It was a brand new yellow Viper.
Yeah.
Brand new yellow Viper. And he curbed it first, blew two tires and wheels off of it. I used lots of bad words. He was grounded for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
We weren't going to give him his we took his driver's license away from him. And
oh,
if
probably.
He hadn't been 6 foot six, I'd have spanked him.
Yeah.
But then.
Oh, you probably did. I don't remember. But that was the thing with you. You didn't just ground them. You grounded their kids for life too when they got in trouble. So.
It was never a reasonable grounding.
No.
You know, not like you're grounded for the rest of the week or a week. It was like.
Indefinitely.
For the rest of your 6 months.
Indefinitely.
Like, yeah. Come
okay,
on.
Fair enough. If I told you 6 months, realistically, how long were you
a
out?
Month.
A month.
That's a lie. That is a lie. I don't even think it's that long.
Might have been a week. Yeah.
So, yes, I did have a habit of grounding you for life, but, I mean, sooner or later. And Snow White over there, she was always your lawyer. I know Andy needs to play volleyball, and and Alan hasn't gotten in any trouble for the last 6 hours, and she was always your defense attorney and telling me how good you were. You know, I said,
they were good kids.
No, they were. But it's true that I spanked them and you hugged them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's back when spanking was, you know, okay to do. Today, they're going crazy. But, Alan, do you spank your kids?
I don't.
Okay.
Because they're so good, they don't need spanking, right,
but
guys?
That's actually the truth. You know, I mean, I'm not even sure that any of them have ever been grounded just because they are.
Oh, Lexi's been grounded.
The trauma that you
went
through.
I didn't ground them. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Ooh.
That means that Heather got some before I did.
Okay.
And it would have been life sentence.
Because Heather knows that if you ground them, it's going to be for 6 months, and Heather's going to be a little bit more reasonable on the grounding. So she's like, I've got to ground you before Dad comes home, because then you're going to get a better sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Exactly.
How long have you and Heather been married?
We have been married.
Oh, never mind. Heather, how long have you been married?
No,
God.
It'll be next
year will be 20. Next year it'll be 20. It's
20.
19.
Okay, so you don't have a microphone, but with Renee and I have said before, I spank him and she hugs him. Is that the same way? Renee, give her your headset for a second.
Okay.
Give her your headset.
Yes.
Yeah, put that on. Be quiet. I'm not talking to you. So, Heather, in your family, you've been married to this guy for 10 years, 20?
20, almost 20.
Almost 20 years. Who spanked him and who hugged him?
I did a little of both.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did he instruct you to do many of those?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, he's not a Salem. We're going to have to change his last name.
Yeah, but the kids know that they don't want him to get involved.
Oh. So they beg you and confess.
We try to take care of it before it gets that far.
Basically, he's like the store manager. You know?
Okay. Okay.
You want to like handle it internally before it rises to that level.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to bring up somebody here. Can you talk again and say your name about three times?
Andy.
Gosh, I don't know what's going on with your stuff. And for whatever reason, we are struggling with your stuff. And anyway, we'll check.
It
must
be you, because I can hear her.
I can't hear, but I think going out, they can hear her.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't hear her either.
Is that any better?
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've as a family, we have been in our family business since 1979.
Right.
Before 79, before we opened up our gas station, I was a policeman in Scottsdale, and you?
I worked for Valley National Bank.
Okay. And that was right out of high school.
Yes. I got a job in high school, actually.
Okay. And what was that called? The
COE program.
COE program. Mm-hmm. So that's where you went to Thomas Road, 56th and Thomas, and you met Virginia
White.
White. And she was your manager. And she had a big positive impact on your life.
Yeah, she did. It was good. I went to school in the morning, and then I worked at the bank in the afternoon, learned a lot of stuff.
Okay. One story I want you not to tell is how we met, okay? Don't
well,
say
we
that.
Met in high school.
Yeah.
I was a hall monitor, and you were trying to sneak in the hall, and I was asking for your pass, and because you looked like you were about 5, and you said you were a senior. I said, yeah, right, give me your hall pass. But the funny thing, you guys might not believe this, but back then Mark was shy, and he was too afraid to ask me out on a date, so he had his sister Melinda do it for him.
I don't believe that.
Oh, seriously. I am dead serious.
What'd you say?
I guess we went out.
Yeah. So while this happened,
I guess we went out. Yeah. Well, at some point, something happened.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Was there ever a time where you told me to sneak in the backyard and we talked through your bedroom window?
I don't remember that at all.
Of course you don't.
But I do remember that I did ask you for a ride on your motorcycle, and we went around the parking lot at the high school,
yeah.
And your girlfriend at the time saw us, so that was the end of you and her.
That's true. That's true. She said, "Who was on the back of your motorcycle?" I said, "My sister."
Yeah.
That's true. And that was a Tempe High, uh-huh. And I had a 450 Honda, took you for a ride.
Yep.
And then we've dated ever since then, and mm-hmm. You were a year behind me.
Yes,
you were a year behind me. So, and then we got married in 74.
Yes.
And we've been married ever since. And you still love me, and I still love you.
Speak for yourself.
There's a lot of weird faces right there.
Oh, glad we got this all on tape. Yeah, I'm just teasing.
I know you are. But you and I have worked together our entire
lives.
Oh,
and it has been
44
blissful.
Years. We've worked blissful together.
Blissful, people.
What do you mean, blissful?
It has been 30-some years of pure bliss at Salem Boys Auto.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
You know, if you guys would all learn that I'm the boss, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so how do they get a hold of Alan and Andy at Salem Boys?
Folks, why this is important is because this is my last show. I'm going to do something I've never done in 35 years. I've never thumped my chest and never said the name of my shop on purpose. We don't advertise our shop. And here's why. We were blessed with a tremendous new volume of customers. They would track us down. Mm-hmm. And so how many customers we got now? Do you have any idea?
Mm-hmm. 35,000.
35,000. And so and then when I first started radio, you'll remember Jim Tazrak said, if you think that this is going to be a one-hour commercial about your shop, you got another thing coming.
Yes, I do remember.
And
that.
So the more we avoided the name of the shop, then the more, and then I used mark@marksalem.com as our email, which doesn't say the name of our shop, which is Salem Boys Auto. So today it's mark@salemboysauto.com.
Or info@salemboysauto, and that goes to Andy.
Thank you.
Because that will disseminate that.
Yeah,
too.
We'll be able to get you answered in a timely fashion and get, you know, whatever questions you may have. If I don't know it, then I'll find somebody who does, or you or Eddie or Alan or what, depending on what the question is, and we'll get it answered. So info@salemboysauto.com.
And really, she's doing that, and I'm grateful she's doing that because we're kind of retiring, and mm-hmm. we don't always have cell service, and I never took calls anyway.
Anybody that has your personal cell phone, throw it away. Your personal cell phone number, throw it away. They always call you for an appointment when they can call the shop. It's funny. But
in reality, there's not too many people that have my cell phone. That's been a coveted number for years and years and years.
And
folks, it's also, I don't know how we did this, but just about every phone number we have is the last four digits are 1234 or 4321. Thank you, Renee.
Yeah.
And you were the one that did that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so that's kind of the shop is 4598-1234, mm-hmm. and it's a 480. But anyway, we got another hour of, we're going to do our best to keep it clean, Alan. And Heather.
And we got a couple callers, waiting, so we'll get to them on the backside.
The funny thing is sometimes people will come into the shop and they'll go, "Oh, I'm best friends with your dad." And then Alan will go, "Well, then you might know that I'm his son."
Yeah, that does happen quite a bit.
And you know, as when I was a policeman for 10 years, and then we went into the car repair business, we had lots of policemen. Mm-hmm. And then their families would come in, "Oh, yeah, I'm a best friend of Mark's." We didn't know who they were.
Yeah, right.
And we had to ask them what their last name was and find their file.
Yeah, right. And I think that people just, you know, they heard you, they feel like they know you and you're close to you and have heard a lot of stories. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, we're grateful for that.
Yes.
But it's funny.
And the funny thing is people will still be saying they heard you on the radio, I think, because you haven't been on TV for 20 years, right. And they still say, "Oh, I saw Mark on TV the other day."
Okay. Yeah. Well, the radio show isn't going to be there, but the shop is still going to be there.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm proud of you two because for the last, how many years, 10, 15 years, they've kind of run the store?
15 or 20.
15 or 20 years. And I don't think I've ever, maybe one letter that was mad at you. Everybody else is a compliment. And I forward those.
We take care of those way before you see them.
Internal.
Yeah, right into the shredder. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
And you know what? I'm appreciative that you take care of
course. Of
but yeah. our philosophy, and if you'll remember, our philosophy is either make them happy or make them go away.
Yeah.
Because if you're unreasonable and you came in and you we did an oil change and then you had a tire blowout and the tire hit a curb and you want us to pay for all the damages, that's not likely to happen.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a customer that's been in 100 times or if you're a brand new customer. We know what to take care of that belongs
yes.
to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's no question. So if it belongs to us, we're raising our hand. We've bought engines before.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
made
oh,
mistakes
yeah.
with
we
engines.
Absolutely.
Engine
remember the old lady that we put an oil, did an oil change, and he made it a mile and a half down the road? We forgot to put oil in it. We smoked the engine. And
well,
we brought,
she smoked the engine because she didn't pay attention to the red light or
okay,
anything,
but
too.
But it's still
but,
our fault.
But it was still our fault, of
and,
course.
And we put her in a rental car. We brought a car, and we put a new engine in it, and we gave her a car back.
Right.
And we know the difference between right or wrong. 602-508-0960. If you're in the line, stay right there.
Buckle up and settle in for a full hour of automotive mayhem with the real car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 4 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and the entire Salem family is sitting here in the radio studio. There's nine of us. There's Alan and his wife, Heather, and then they have three kids. They've got Mark, Lexi, the most important one, by the way, and then we got Rex. And then we also have Renee, my wife, and we have my daughter, Andy, and then we've got her daughter, Josie. So we got the whole family here, and we're going to take calls right now. Bobby and John, we're going to get you first, second. Bobby, you're first. How can we help you?
Hello, Mark. Yeah, I just wanted to relate to you a really amusing and embarrassing incident that occurred while listening to your show.
Okay.
When this caller called in with this annoying voice, he seemed to be asking really dumb questions that even I knew the answer to about his Mustang and his Subaru. But anyway, when the call ended, I recognized who the caller was. It was me. I was listening to a replay show from about 6 months earlier. And, wow. That was embarrassing. I didn't know I sounded like that.
No, first but, of all, don't think that at all, because there's so many buttons in the radio studio. In front of me right now, there are probably 30 or 40 buttons, levels and bass and treble and all that kind of stuff. So it's not a situation that you need to worry about at
well,
all.
Well, I had a good laugh.
Oh, absolutely. And laughing is what we've been doing. I have made it sure my family's not going to tell any stories that would just embarrass me to tears. And none of them have said they would. And hopefully they'll keep their word, Andy. But anyway, thank you very much for that, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And John, you're up next. John, how can I help you?
Yeah, Mark, John, I'm a transplant from New York State in 1962. After I got out of the service, I opened up a garage, did mainly transmissions, and we did do complete repairs after a while. My service station only had 6,000 gallons stored, so you know how small it was. It was a rural town.
Yep.
And I started with the cast iron hydromatics.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I've been around a little bit, retired after 34 years, but just one incident about a customer telling you what to do with the car. I had this guy that, after a year in business, he was a stay customer, and he says, I need a generator on my car. I says, okay, I think I'm going to fix this guy. I put the generator on. He pays me, goes out, and he says, the generator light's still on. I says, yeah, I know, it's the regulator. He's okay, put a regulator on it. I says, he left it, I put a regulator on it. Month later, he comes in and he says, something's wrong with my car. I says, what's wrong with the car? He says, I don't know. Something's wrong with my car. I says, well, I guess we have to take a ride. So he fixed my wagon when I fixed his wagon, and he ended up being a steady customer. But I just was sick and tired of him telling me all the time what to do on a car. And he wasn't in the right end of the car most of the time anyways.
Oh.
But I just want to tell you that after I sold my shop, I had a show like yours. It was Hotline on Wheels in Rockland County, New York, and I did that for 3 years, and through that program, I had the local school coordinator in the automotive department come on, and he asked me to be a teacher. So for one day a week, I was a teacher doing transmissions in this trade school.
Thank you. So thank you for that.
It led to a lot of good things, and I just want to congratulate you on your retirement and totally enjoy it, and maybe even do some teaching in a school.
Thank you. And you know, Renee, you remember when I did teach to the high school classes all over the valley, and
yeah.
My point of that visit was to tell them about our industry and to kind of prod them that this is how you get into our industry. Now, you mm-hmm. guys that have been around, how many people have we sent, have come out of our stable that are really good people today? I'll give you one. Mike Russo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alger Stowers.
Yeah.
Okay. We have all kinds of kids that have worked for us.
Yeah. And we've done a lot of tours in the shop, too, for automotive classes, although a lot of the schools aren't doing automotive classes anymore. Salem is in one.
Okay.
Yeah, they're. I think they're kind of trying to get more of the trades and stuff back involved.
In
so.
Schools, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then we there was times that I was speaking on a regular basis. That was before Chevron. We married Chevron. It was with Valvoline,
mm-hmm.
and Jay Freeman was our contact, and he would have me to go to different schools. We talked about Valvoline. We handed out Valvoline hats, but the real purpose was to tell the kids this was a viable occupation. And greasy fingernails were not a negative, and you could do that with a little peroxide and a brush and make your hands look like every other donut maker in the world, so you could do that.
That's neat.
Well, the donut makers have clean hands because they're making donuts.
Oh, okay.
You would. Alan never could make donuts in his life, his hands. But anyway, thank you for that.
His are clean. Mark's are clean.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But Mark doesn't work 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week working on cars. And look at Alan's.
I know.
Okay.
These are clean.
All righty. But that's just part of our industry.
I know.
But the success and the satisfaction of, especially this, I've had my car to every shop in town. Nobody can fix it. Okay, let's start with the symptoms. Mm-hmm. It's got a vibration. What have they done? Drive shafts, front axles. They did this. One guy did motor mounts, this and this and this. We said, okay, fine. And then he wants to know how much it's going to cost to fix it. And I said, well, before we can do that, we're going to have to go in and figure out what it is.
Right.
And so once we figure it out, then we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. So those are the easy parts. All right. This is the time for stories. Does anyone have a story about one another that you want to share and you're not going to be able? Ooh, that's an ugly picture. And Renee, do you want to tell about your early days when you had every one of our kids was kind of raised during the day in the office of our shops?
We talked about that. Yeah.
Alan?
My office was very small, smaller than this room.
We all have, grown up at the shop and all sorts
of. One day, somebody caught a car on fire, a treble light dropped and caught some gas on fire. It went up and I didn't know which way to run with the kids. It was pretty scary, actually.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Well, the truck was Cliff Diamond's.
It was.
And he was a policeman friend of mine, and he had the most beautiful 70-71 Ford F-150.
Mm-hmm.
And we dropped the light. We were changing the fuel pump. The thing went up. Now, here's the deal. The dilemma that Alan and I had was if we push it out of the bay, it's going to sit on top of 3 10,000-gallon tanks.
Right.
So do we push it in the street and let it burn, or do we push it in the parking lot or whatever? But I think we got it out ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
And
that was way before me, but okay. Yes.
Yeah.
And we got it out ourselves. And the fire department did show up because of the fuel tanks that were outside the bays. But, those kinds of things happened. We had cars fall off the hoist. We had lug nuts left to loose. We had that one lady where
not
we forgot to put
often,
oil.
But,
no,
but
I'm not
it
saying.
It happened, yeah.
We're going to admit our mistakes.
No,
we're going
we did.
To admit that we screwed up.
Yep.
But we've screwed up plenty of times.
Okay. Thank you.
Over the last month. No, I'm just what about that time that they broke into the shop and they couldn't get the cash register open, so they just stole the whole cash register?
Oh, yeah.
And then our key center, so all the cars' keys, they just stole the whole
mm-hmm. whole bunch.
The whole, board.
But the Tempe police found the entire box down the road a couple of miles with a lot of the keys back in it.
It seems like that happened twice to us, once at this building and once at 1835.
Okay. Now, what we're talking about is we started with our gas station in 1979. That was at Elliott and 51st and Elliott Road. And then from there, we went to Guadalupe and McClintock to a six-bay operation. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think you Were you still working at the bank then, or did you?
No.
Okay.
No. I quit before I was taking mobile.
Okay. So you did the books there, and then from there we moved. In 1994, we moved to our present location on Warner and I-10 just east.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids have been in all of those.
Oh,
they've
yeah.
worked all there. And I know you had high-paying jobs, but what did you do when you came and worked there?
Oh, picked up cigarette butts, trash.
Yep. Swept the parking lot.
I still remember that little tiny red broom. that broom, it was the handle was this long, it was bright red, and
yeah.
that thing was like a little was it was only at the end, it was only about 4 inches, 5 inches wide and about this tall, and I remember
yeah.
walking and sweeping the entire damn lot with that stupid little brush.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is radio. He's talking about the bristles were a half inch long.
No, it was like this. The brush was about an inch thick, like if you laid it on the table, but it was only it was about 8 inches long, but it was only about 4 inches wide.
Okay.
And
okay.
I mean to tell you.
Oh, yeah. We
had like
we,
9 bristles on it.
Because we scraped the floor so much, the yeah. asphalt with it.
Yeah. Hey, it had more whiskers than your son's.
Yeah, about the same, yeah. Peachy stragglers.
Peachy stragglers, that's right. That's right. That's what I call them. I don't know if that's appropriate
no,
to say on the radio, but who
definitely
cares?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we used to pick up trash and.
Yeah.
We don't have the same cigarette butt issue. I don't think, you know, I think the amount of people smoking and littering are much, much less
much
now.
Much less now.
Oh, but in the 70s, 80s,
oh, 90s.
Man, we used to have a ton of them.
Yeah. I mean, just everything imaginable. And it was just part, you guys just helped out. I didn't have to hire anybody to do it.
We have a lot of stories from the car wash.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't even mess around with that.
Go ahead.
How much, when's our next break? How long is our next break?
Go ahead. We can break.
We can tell the raid story in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. No.
The what story?
He's going to tell you.
So I was over there one morning.
Stop for a minute. Right next door, we have a 4-bay car wash.
Yep.
The whole family was against building the thing. We built it anyway. It's been a really good source of income for us. However, there's been some problems, Alan.
It's like watching an infant 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But anyways, lately, we've been getting a lot of transient, a lot of people traveling through, homeless, stuff like that.
We're close to the freeway.
Yeah, close to the freeway. And there was one morning I went over there, and there was a couple back there, and they looked like they had been sleeping, and I watched them. I asked them to leave. They didn't leave, blah, 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 blah. So I'm talking to them, and I finally said, you know, I'm just going to call the police. So I called the police, and as I'm calling the police, I'm standing over there, and I'm watching them, and I'm standing there talking to these two guys in this white van, not really thinking much of it. I was just kind of talking to them, and they're looking at me like, hey, you know, what's going on? I said, oh, I'm watching these people back here. I want to make sure they don't do anything before the cops get here. And the next thing I know, so when I had called the police, I had said, hey, we got these people. And the lady puts me on hold, which is really strange. She puts me on hold, and it wasn't for like 10 seconds. It was for like 10 minutes. And she comes back and she goes, someone will be right with you. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so I hung up the phone, and I mean to tell you, it wasn't 9 seconds later. There was 500 cops there with guns and ARs and bulletproof vests and ballistic shields. And stuff. And I'm going, and I said, and I'm thinking to myself, I just want them kicked out. Like, I don't even
we just need one cop.
Yeah, I don't need everything. Well, evidently, come to find out, I didn't realize. I'm sitting there talking to these two gentlemen in a van who were cleaning the decals off of this van because they had just stolen it, and they tracked them there with GPS, and they were after those guys. They didn't care anything about the other people in the back. Meanwhile, you know, like I said, ballistic shields and cops and guns and ARs and the whole 9 yards, and I'm thinking to myself, holy crap, what in the hell just happened?
All
it
right.
was awesome.
I want to tell you my car wash story. We're on our way from church. We're in the Suburban. Uh-huh. We drive by, and there's a motorhome dumping their Blackwater tank bay number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Folks, you can't dump it. We got cameras all over the place. You can't dump 30 gallons of turds in our bays. Okay? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
So we stop, and we call the police, and we have them arrested.
Right.
And they cite him on the site. They said, we're not going to take him to jail much time. I said, that's fine. We became best of friends. He was an attorney.
Yeah.
And he apologized profusely. He offered to pay for all the mess, and I think we had him participate in the next pumping of our underground
tanks. Yeah, we
had
to pump because it smelled so awful, yes.
But to this day, we're still good friends.
What did it smell like? Oh. You know, it was bad.
It smelled like your brother Alan.
Yeah, no, it just went through the whole car wash, and I don't know what he was thinking, but anyway.
Maybe he was a first-time RVer. He didn't know.
Yeah, probably not.
He's come on.
People are stupid.
How many times have people dumped their poop from motorhomes in our bays? We know it because of the toilet paper. Yeah. I mean, we see it on the grains, we see it on the screens, we see it all the time.
And
now we have cameras.
Smell
that get
it on our sniffer.
We can smell it. And now what we do is we have cameras in front and in back. We get pictures of the driver. We get pictures of all the passengers. We now have their credit card information.
If they're dumb enough to use one. Yeah.
Yeah, unless they use cash. But even then, our cameras are going to get everything. And they're going to get the front plate, the light back plate. So we got all that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Just don't be.
All righty. When we come back, we're going to tell stories about the girls in the family. Alan and I are. And then if we want, we'll... just promptly kick him out of the studio. We'll be right back.
Take the Patriot with you wherever you go. The 960 The Patriot mobile app, your Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, and Odyssey.com. It's your voice of reason 24/7.
Tune in to Cover Your Assets with Logan Marcus.
So being a fiduciary at its heart really just requires that you to be effective, responsible, communicative, and competent.
Get on the right path to achieve your retirement goals.
This is something that we'll want to customize and talk to you about specifically, tailor make it to your circumstances.
Tune in to Cover Your Assets with Logan Marcus Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. right here on 960 The Patriot.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans count on AM radio stations like this one for news, weather updates, and the opportunity to discuss and debate important issues facing our country. But some people want to remove AM radio from new cars being manufactured, and we cannot let that happen. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, Senate Bill 1669, and moved it on for a vote in the full Senate. It also faces action in the U.S. House. Your U.S. Senator and your representative in Congress are in your home state during the annual congressional recess this August. When you see your senator or congressman visiting your community, please tell them you want their support to keep AM radio strong, vibrant, and available to you in your car. This is your chance to stand up and be heard. And you can text AM to 52886. Just text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support AM radio. Text AM to 52886.
For help with food, health care, and other resources, call or visit 211.org.
211, how can I help you?
211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
Mechanic raised up from under my hood.
Welcome back, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. We've got a caller, Steve, so we're going to take Steve, and then we're going to continue to laugh and talk about the last 35 years of radio and the last, I think, 40 years of working on cars. I think we started in 1979, so that's 20 plus 23 is 43 years, I think, is how it works out. Nevertheless, we're going to go to Steve. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. I was calling to give you your last dumb car question of your radio career, hopefully.
Okay.
So here it is. But you're the only guy I can think of to ask. So I have a 20-year-old Honda that I haven't driven for about 5 years. And I'm deciding to start driving it again regularly. And I've already had all the fluids changed and belts and hoses and all that stuff. So it's ready to go. The only thing that I haven't done is to change the spark plugs. And they were original, 20 years old, 100,000 miles on them. And my question is, should I have any concern about getting them out in terms of, I'm having somebody else do it, but sitting there for 20 years? Could they have,
wait a minute.
Just let me ask. Could they break off? Could they be a problem?
Stop. How many miles are on the car?
100,000.
Okay. Let me ask Andy and Alan, how often are we having to chisel spark plugs out of old cars? Once a year?
Yeah, maybe once a year, maybe. There are some that are a lot more prevalent. I'm sorry, I just put my headphones on. What kind of vehicle was it?
Honda, an old Honda, 20-year-old Honda.
Oh, 20-year-old.
So it's been sitting for a while. He's got 100K on it, and he wants to know, should he change the spark plug? The answer is yes.
Yes.
And number two, what's the possibility that you're going to have to chisel them out or put new threads in it?
I think it's very low.
1 out of 10.
Yeah.
10%.
Yeah, if you wanted to be safe, pull the boots off of them and just spray some penetrating oil, let them set overnight. If we have one that's a problem, that's what we typically do. But if you do that at the start, you know, shouldn't have an issue.
Do a hot motor. Do a cold
motor. Yeah, cold motor. Okay. Yeah. It's not likely.
And we're the same way. If you have to have us get them out, we're typically going to bring the spark plug out maybe 15 degrees at a time. And once we expose the thread, then we're going to put some either solvent or we're going to put some oil, and it'll go through the threads and make it much easier for us to pull them out. So when was the last time either one of you remembers that we had to chisel a spark plug out or we had to pull the head and rethread it or whatever? Remember?
I don't.
In the last 10 years?
No.
Now everybody's shaking their head no.
No, and I think that have we had them get stuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have tooling. Most of them is on those Fords,
right.
You know, because they have such small. That's a very common. But typically, we'll just break them, and then we have a tool that we can go in there and extract them.
Okay. And in addition to that, we can go in and put new threads in it.
Yes.
So if we do have to air hammer them out,
yeah.
Then we can just go in and put new threads
typically,
in there.
Yes.
And then we vacuum out the engine, or we vacuum out that cylinder by opening up the intake valve, and we vacuum the trash out of the cylinder so that we don't have any problems. So does it run now?
Yeah, it runs fine.
And okay, so just spray the bottom of the spark plug with some WD-40 or penetrating oil, put the boot back on it, and then just kick it up on fast idle and let it sit there and go through a heat cycle. Just go through a heat cycle. Then shut it off, let it cool off, and then get your 13/16 or your 5-inch 5/8 socket and gently try to break them loose. And if you get one loose, then you're home free.
Well, I go to your guys over here on 99th and Grand.
Okay,
So... they just told me, you know, you might want to do those plugs because they're 20 years old. And I said, yeah, that's probably right.
I agree with them.
So it's worth it.
And I think the reason they brought this up is that's something that could happen. And we quote you 4 spark plugs and an hour's worth of work. And then all of a sudden we call you back and said that $150 just ballooned into $1,200 to $1,500 because we got to pull the head off because the spark plugs are galled in. So that's what we want to do. We want to have the conversation in advance so that you know if there's a risk, you know what it is. Okay? Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve. All right, we got the headphones on the right people now. Okay, we've got Lexi. And Lexi, you're a Salem. Has that sometimes been a bad thing? Okay, hold on a minute. Say that again.
No, not really.
No, not really?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. So where do you go to school?
I don't know that we
Okay, we're not going to talk about where do you go to school.
High.
But obviously you're dressed up with a Bass Pro Shop hat on. Is that a softball uniform?
Yeah.
Okay, and what position do you play?
Third pitcher and outfield mainly.
Okay, are you better than your brother Rex?
Well, he doesn't play, so yeah, probably.
Okay, all right.
Yes, she's better than her brother Rex at girls softball, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you better than your mother?
Probably.
Okay.
Hasn't played.
And grandma?
Yeah.
Okay, but I know one, you need a little couple more years before you're better than this one I'm sitting next to, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Andy's been playing, she went to Nationals a couple of times, and Andy was one of those people that was just awesome, and Mom and I were so proud of her, because people would clap after she jumped up, she laid flat, she put her hand out there, and the ball bounced off of her hand before it hit the ground, and people just cheered like crazy.
That's volleyball,
yeah. Yeah, it's volleyball. So what's the difference to make? If it plays with the ball, who cares? Football, baseball, you know, whatever. It makes no difference. Okay, there's this little one sitting next to me. What the heck is your name, little girl?
Josephine,
what grade are you in?
Third.
Okay, and what is it that you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be a vet.
A vet?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll just start your commercial right now. Are you going to handle everything from elephants to coyotes or just dogs and cats?
Just dogs and cats.
Okay, and are you right now kind of working on that and loving animals and finding out they have a thorn in their foot and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Does your mom approve of this transition? Don't look at her. Just answer me.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't you want to come to work for Salem Boys? I mean, you could be your mom. You could be the big boss.
Because I love animals.
Well, you will have plenty of animals at Salem Boys. There's plenty of animals at Salem Boys. Look at your uncle. Okay? Look at me. Look at Eddie Caruso. Look at some of these guys. It's just full of animals.
Mark and Rex,
they're going to work there someday. Okay, we're going to let you be a vet. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything else about you that you're not allowed to? Mom probably briefed you about what to say and not to say. Okay. Not to say anything. Okay. Alrighty. Well, you've been a happy member of our family. And your mother is, you know, your mom runs Salem Boys.
Yeah.
And she's the big kahuna. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's the big dog, the big boss.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her lose her temper at work?
Don't
look at her. Yes. And when she
what do we call it, Joe? When she loses.
When she loses it.
Her marbles.
That's right. She loses her marbles. Josie will give me the old marbles lock, and I'll just turn right back around and go right back downstairs.
So she's in her office. She's losing her marbles, and everybody just leaves her alone because she's upstairs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know what? You know where they fly this airplane from? Her office. That's where this airplane gets everything is her office.
That's the cockpit.
Oh, boy, you just bobbed across the line with that one. I'm not going to say anything. But anyway, the whole Salem family's here. This is my 35 years of retirement. You'll never see me on radio again, I promise you. And Renee will promise you as well, because we're going to get in the motorhome and we're going to go someplace fun. We'll be back.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans count on AM radio stations like this one for news, weather updates, and the opportunity to discuss and debate important issues facing our country. But some people want to remove AM radio from new cars being manufactured, and we cannot let that happen. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, Senate Bill 1669, and moved it on for a vote in the full Senate. It also faces action in the U.S. House. Your U.S. Senator and your representative in Congress are in your home state during the annual congressional recess this August. When you see your senator or congressman visiting your community, please tell them you want their support to keep AM radio strong, vibrant, and available to you in your car. This is your chance to stand up and be heard. And you can text AM to 52886. Just text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support AM radio. Text AM to 52886.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
All about that demon, all the mobile. All
right, pay attention. Okay, we're back. We got the whole Salem family in studio. We're going to take some calls in just a minute, but we do need to talk about Josie. Josie, there was a time where you made Papa kind of mad. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a minute. For some reason or other, we don't have a yes on this. Okay, do it again.
Yes.
Okay, we don't have yes on. Oh,
that's because this thing here, the bottom one.
I don't know. Okay, hang on just a minute. I will fix up. Hit your mic. Yeah, let me have that headset, okay? Josie, now you did something, and you got in a lot of trouble for it, or what happened?
Wait, what?
How old are you?
Seven.
Seven, and then what'd you do wrong?
I drove the quad into a lake.
Into the lake.
Oh, yeah.
And your mother let you drive a quad at 7 years old? I think that's illegal.
No, it's not.
No, it's not? Okay. So you're driving along, minding your own business, and all of a sudden the lake moved right in front of you, and you put the quad in the lake.
No.
Okay.
I was focused on the lake on accident, and the quad went that way.
Oh, the quad was connected to your eyes, and it knew where you were looking. Okay, that's good.
Well, I've never seen Andy move as fast. She was off that golf cart and in the lake lifting everybody out.
Yes.
The quad and Josie all at the same time.
Was this up at the ranch, at the lake up at the ranch?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So Josie goes into the lake, and Andy is in Fritz mode, right?
Yep.
And she is out there with her Superman cape on, and she's got the quad in one hand, and she's got Josie in the other.
That's right.
Yeah, she jumped off the back of the golf cart.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I remember she had a bruise about 5 miles long.
Okay. Well, Rex hasn't talked much, but he certainly is a grandson in my, because he's in a car guy kind of thing.
Okay.
And he's building these little robot kind of cars that go out and beat one another up.
Okay.
And he's done pretty good, right, Rex? Okay, well, we're going to figure out. That's just a headset that's not going to work for us.
Oh, I just heard Rex that time.
I know, but put those on him, and we'll. There you go. So you're still winning some of those competitions where your car's pretty ruthless?
Yeah, I'm not doing it currently. There's not a thing at Chandler for him, so.
Okay, yeah, we're not hearing him off of this mic or something like that. All right, try it again.
Hello?
It'll go.
I can hear him.
Alrighty.
Alright, let's do the callers, Mark.
Okay, let's
do,
alright.
Quite a few callers.
Eddie's first. Eddie, how are you?
Good. Hey, this is Eddie Caruso, the guy you didn't want to hire.
Renee, yeah.
You probably should.
You know, you bring up, let me just explain. Eddie came in, and I'm doing the interview, and I'm asking him, have you ever balanced tires? How much weights do you use? I'm asking him if you've ever rebuilt a carburetor. He's yawning. He's putting his hand over his mouth. He's saying to me in sign language, you are so boring.
Yeah.
Are you going to get to work on time if you're had a problem? No. And everything is just like down. And so I think I'm not going to hire this guy. I mean, what does he bring to the table? Well, I figured out he brought self-confidence to the table. He can fix anything except the crack of dawn and a broken heart.
That's right. We call him MacGyver.
Yeah.
He can fix anything.
Anything.
He's been with us 34 years.
34 years. 34 years. And obviously we have a 401k plan and stuff like that, and Eddie is heavily invested in that. Mm-hmm. But he's the longest employee we've had?
Yeah.
Other than the kids.
Other than the kids,
Other than Andy and Alan. He's the longest.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a lower employee number than us.
Okay. So he was there before you two. Eddie, do you remember watching Alan grow up?
When I got there, Andy was younger than Josie is now.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, it's been a good run. I mean, it started off at KFYI.
Yeah.
That place was a dump.
Hey, Eddie. Eddie.
It was.
I'm going to wash your mouth out.
You started
out
off at KTAR,
yeah.
And then you got fired, and
yeah.
Then somebody that fired you went to KTAR.
What now?
Yeah, went to that other
KFYI. Oh, no, I started at KTAR.
Right.
And then some lady fired me, and then I went to KFYI, and then the lady transferred to KFYI and fired me again.
There you go.
Yeah. And now you're at KKNT. It's been fun. I mean, doing the radio with you over those years.
Yeah, 34
years. Whether at the shop or, you know, up at your place there. And, I mean, doing a show on how Alan dropped his drawers and moon us while we're on the air.
I don't remember that.
I do.
You weren't there.
We have a window into that office next door.
Oh, yes.
And we're all in the studio doing a radio show, and next thing you see was a big bare ass in that window belonging to Eddie.
Oh, my God.
You didn't
all righty. Well, anyway, thank you. And we want to say something about Eddie. Renee, Andy, and Alan. Without a doubt, he may be our best technician.
Oh, no
He can
question.
Fix anything except the crack of dawn and a broken heart.
Yeah.
The guy is an expert on Fords.
Yep.
The other day, he worked on a 62 Corvette, 57, 59 Corvette. He can work on anything from motorhomes to motorcycles.
Yep.
He can ride a motorcycle on the back wheel. For 5 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't do that. I saw a movie of it. Yeah. And he's part of our family.
Oh, yeah.
He's every
he's
bit
like
part of our family.
An extra son.
That's he's an right. extra son for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to do something really bad for us to be mad at him. But then again, you're mad at me a lot of times and you don't fire me.
Yeah.
But anyway, Eddie Caruso is his name.
Uh-huh.
And, we love him. He's part of our family.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word, he's part of our family.
Yes.
All righty. I know that we're up against a break. But I'm going to still take Irene. Irene, how can we help you?
Hey, just inquiring about a shop for a transmission on a Honda Pilot.
Okay. I would call A&S Transmissions. A&S Transmissions.
Okie doke.
And ask for Alger. A-L-G-E-R. He owns the company. And tell him you're a friend of Mark Salem's and you have a discount coupon for 50%. And he'll know for sure you talked to me.
Will do. Okay. Meanwhile, thanks for the laughs.
Okay. Thank you, Irene. Thank you. Matt, we're up. You're up next. How can we help you?
Mark Salem.
Yes.
Hello, Salem family.
This Hello.
Is our long time customer.
Yep.
Longer time friend.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dropped my truck off yesterday. Just want to say congratulations on 35 years.
It's 35 years in radio, but it's 50 years with the witch that's sitting next to me.
Oh, knock it off.
I'm teasing
Matt
you.
Knows he's lying.
Yeah. He does.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know.
He's
Matt
so,
knows who the better
so
half is. So.
Matt is in construction. Matt's been a friend of Alan's for years and years.
Yeah.
He's like a son to us.
Yep.
He is. When we wanted the treehouse fell down, Matt is the one that got a guy to come over and cut it all up for us and
that's
stuff.
Right.
So Matt is part of our family.
It wasn't the treehouse that was falling down. It was the tree that was falling down. Yeah.
Okay, if you've got a story about Alan, I'm hearing
scorpions
it.
In there.
Yeah.
Well, I got a story about you.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, remember, didn't you have a nice Suburban with Whipple charger on it? You were doing donuts in the car wash?
I don't remember that at all.
Yes. Oh, Andy can vouch for that. She was in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll tell him. I had a 3/4-ton Suburban with a 454, and Eddie and a bunch of guys put a blower on it. And it was fast, and it was just unbelievably fast. So one evening, when it was dark, Andy was in the Suburban, and I said, let's take a swing around the car wash.
Spin.
A spin around the car
you
wash.
You always used to say that.
Okay.
And we hated those words.
Because I drove through the car wash, and the floors were wet. I'd get the tires wet, then I'd pull out into the bigger parking lot, and I'd spin the Suburban.
Right.
So you're sitting in the car waiting for us, and I've got Andy in the Suburban with me. Yeah. And I say, you want to take a spin around the car wash? And I don't care what she said.
And poor Andy's screaming, no, please, no, Dad, I don't want to. He doesn't
so
care.
I go out there, and there's plenty of water on the smooth concrete, and I get that Suburban spinning like the hands of a clock. And then all of a sudden we hit a dry patch. The Suburban hits a big bollard. It goes up in the air. The nose, it's standing on its tailgate at this point, and we're up against the wall, and this bollard is crushed, and the Suburban is blown up beyond belief. And Renee's there, and she used bad words.
I did. Well, because you were screaming at Andy because Andy was crying. So, yeah, I was screaming at you.
She wasn't hurt.
It wasn't. Oh.
Were you hurt?
No,
she wasn't hurt.
Surprise, surprise.
And so then the story doesn't end there. Then we parked it, and then the next day I get there to see the Suburban, and they've wrapped it in crime scene tape.
Right.
But that was a $15,000 crash.
Yeah.
We had to replace
the entire front end.
What's that?
Had a nice paint job on it, too, didn't it?
No, we had the paint job before, didn't we?
Well, yeah, but it did. Well, you know, the funny thing is we took that thing in and we said we wanted it yellow and blue. And when we get it back, it's purple and orange like a son's mobile. And we said, what the heck? And the guy said he was a colored blind painter.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did. But it looked like a son's machine. It was blue and gold and white. And so it was all those different colors, but it was beautiful.
Purple and orange and white. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, Andy was in there, and she said she was scarred for life. And
she
hired an attorney and all this other stuff. And she was hurt and her neck hurt and all that kind of stuff. So
she couldn't play volleyball for years.
Yeah, that's okay. And then after about 3 days in the backyard, she came around.
Oh, you are such a... Oh.
All right.
Josie, where's your light thing?
Oh, yeah. There's the bell. That means BS, BS. Papa's talking about BS.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Matt Carr, we love you, buddy, just like a son. Thank you very much
for being
a friend to our son, Alan, and Andy, and thank you very much for keeping Alan out of trouble. I'm certain that you did.
Yep.
And so we're very grateful for your help in raising
your
Alan.
Your input, yeah.
Your input. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Take the Patriot with you wherever you go. The 960 The Patriot mobile app, your Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, and Odyssey.com. It's your voice of reason 24/7.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
More than 80 million Americans count on AM radio stations like this one for news, important weather updates, and the opportunity to discuss and debate important issues facing our country. But some people want to remove AM radio from new cars being manufactured, and we cannot let that happen. The Senate Commerce Committee has approved the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, Senate Bill 1669, and moved it on for a vote in the full Senate. The bill should also move quickly through the U.S. House. Your U.S. Senator and your representative in Congress are in your home state during the annual congressional recess this August. When you see your senator or congressman visiting your community, please tell them you want their support to keep AM radio strong, vibrant, and available to you in your car. This is your opportunity to stand up, be heard. Or you can text AM to 52886. That's AM to 52886 to tell Congress to support AM radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody. 47 minutes out. We're about 13 minutes away from calling this a day, but we're going to take some callers. Matt, you're up. Oh, we already got Matt. We already got Matt, and then we got David. Okay, David, you're up first. Oh, we have another Matt. Okay, I'm sorry. Matt, you are first. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, sorry you're going off the air. I've been listening to you all the way since the KTAR days.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, but it's just time.
Yeah, and I enjoy listening to about the customer stories. I'm an aircraft mechanic by trade, and I put up with the same type of customers.
You know, we still love them, and it's sometimes it's hard to educate them, not really educate them, but kind of just teach them how to answer the right question. Here's the problem. The problem is the wives come in, and they tell us what the husband told us to fix the car. And that's a real problem for us. And it's a real problem for everybody. But at least, and see, my case, if we didn't put oil in it, all we did is wipe out an engine. But, of course, if you're an airplane mechanic, it could be a little bit worse than us.
One of my best ones, husband, wife, both pilots, both experienced, flew an airplane from Central Texas to Arizona, called me up panicking, saying, this thing's fighting me all the way. I don't know what's wrong with it. I met him out at the airport the next morning, climbed in the left seat, took off, and as soon as I took off, the nose darted to the side. I reached down and adjusted the rudder trim. It's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. It's knowing where. It's know where and touch and when and all that other kind of stuff. So those are kinds of things. I think at times the lady said it has no power, and we went and drove it, and the parking brake's on, and that's happened to men as well. So, but that's good. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. David, we're going to take David number one. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, Mark. I'm just going to miss having you around. One of the things I always loved about you talking is with your family, because I do all my running around Saturday with you on, but it always brought memories of my dad turning around. She was a nuclear physicist, but he loved to restore antique cars. So up and through to the time he died, I'd drive to Tempe to see him and always had you on the radio and just kind of always, all those, oh, I'm getting emotional just thinking about my dad. But turning a wrench with my dad, the first memory I have is holding tools for him. And yep. So whenever I hear you on the radio, when you talk about your family, it just always reminds me of me turning a wrench with my dad when he would be working on the weekends or nights.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that few people know. I also am a nuclear physicist.
In your mind.
He actually worked for Sandy Labs out in the Nevada desert.
Well, I don't know. How do you spell physicist? Does anybody in here know how to spell nuclear physicist? Then just be quiet. I am one. But, David, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed your show.
All righty. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to the second David. David, you're up next. Oh, we're going to go to Don. Don, good morning.
This is the last show.
This is my last show.
Oh, man, come on.
No. I need to retire. I've been doing radio for 35 years.
I haven't retired yet. What is this?
I know, but your office is the cab of a tow truck. I got 30 employees, buddy.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, but I'm not unhappy. It's just time for me, and Renee and I are going to have our 50th wedding anniversary in February.
Well, are your kids all plugged in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
You guys are great.
Well, and if you're talking about Alan and Andy, Alan's got the shop and parts, and Andy's got Alan.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And Andy runs the front counter. She handles the money because Alan's not allowed to handle the money. Andy handles.
Right. I know that.
And Alan has talks with the technicians, and they typically, when they get called into Andy's office, it ain't going to be for a hug. You know what I mean?
So, big question.
Okay.
I've got an R12 system in my motorhome. I've got 11 cans of R12. And I called him and he says, we're 2 months behind.
Okay.
Does he want to buy 11 motorhome? Cans of R12?
do we need to put those cans in your car, or are you wanting to sell them?
Probably half and half. I'll trade it out for the work.
Okay, well, just come see Andy or Alan and show them what you got, and I'm sure we can look at it.
You guys both know
that Don and I went back towing for 30, 40 years, and the guy can handle a tow truck. He can pick up a pizza with the tow truck between two trees and have an inch on either side of the tow truck. I mean, he's just unbelievable.
Right.
But, Don, just get a hold of Andy or Alan. Tell them what you got. I think those cans are worth about 25 cents a piece, honey. I'm teasing you. You know damn well, and I know that R12 is at a premium dollar. Anyway, thank you very much, Don. Thank you very much. Okay, you guys, going around the table, Alan, Mark Salem, he's not a junior, but God bless him, he has my name, then my wife Renee, then Lexi, my granddaughter, then Heather, might as well be my daughter, but she's married to Alan. God bless you. If you hadn't have been drunk the night you said I do, this wouldn't have hurt you. Then we got Rex Aroni, who's the mechanical engineering kind of guy for the family. That's Alan's son.
He'll be the nuclear physicist of the family.
Yes, he will. Then Andy, my daughter, and she runs the operation, and she handles the money because Alan's not allowed to. And I think the guys in the shop are more scared of Andy than they are Alan.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be. And then next door we got Josie. Josie is the youngest member of our family, and she goes to school, and she gets good grades, and she hasn't been in any trouble. And as I understand it, the teachers really love her. Oh, that's the BS bell. Who wrote that? That's the BS bell. Oh, and we're going to retire. We're going to officially retire the BS bell.
Yeah, we can now.
We can now.
Nobody else is going
to
be.
And I want to make it clear to everybody, I'm not being forced out. This is the end of my contract. And I put the station on notice a while back that this will be my last show.
Right.
And so we most of them know.
You went voluntarily.
I went voluntarily, which is one of the few places I went voluntarily. When you go to jail, you don't usually go by voluntary. We started out we started out a long time ago in 1972 when we got married, and you worked at the bank. We went to one shop, then we went to another shop, and then we went to where we're at now. My email address is here's how you get a hold of me. info@sba.com. info@salemboysauto.com. So Salem Boys, which eliminates Andy from being a boy. But anyway, Andy's Salem, info@salemboysauto.com. You can get a hold of me, and here's why. Because Andy is the filter. So it goes to Andy. Those emails go to Andy. And then Andy, if Andy can answer them, or if Alan can answer them, or if Eddie can answer them, or if it's a parts deal in our parts department, they're going to take care of it because Mark and Renee may be in Kentucky. So we've got this thing situated. But I want to promise you one thing. If you run into a problem with your car that nobody else can fix, although the family had objected 100 years ago, one of our mottos is we can fix anything except the crack of dawn and a broken heart. Mm-hmm. And I copied that from somebody else, but we've said that many times before. Unfortunately, at least once or twice in the last 20 years, we've had to raise the white flag and say, we can't fix your car. We need a fresh pair of eyes. And typically, we have the ability to send them to another shop we respect to see if that shop can figure it out.
And we'll still be referring all the guys that we always have on the air.
Thank you for that. On our website, SalemBoysAuto.com and MarkSalem.com, we still have a list of the shops that we believe in. We still have a list of shops that I know the owners. These guys know what they're doing. They're honest. They're dependable. They have great technicians. They have great diagnosticians. And a lot of them have the family there.
Yeah.
Kurtz has family there. Mm-hmm. And Harker's has family there. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Blackwell has family there. All of these guys.
Yeah, they're good and honest people.
And we've known them for years and years. And I have their cell phones like they have mine. So at the end of the day, we're very grateful for all of our listeners. We're really grateful for all of our customers.
Andy, what was it? Our motto has been, we can fix anything except a crack of dawn and a broken heart. But Andy and I were in Texas, and we found a picture. And what did that? It was almost like our motto, but it was a little bit different wording. And we bought the sign.
Yeah,
I forget what it was now.
It was almost identical to...
Yeah. Do you remember where that picture is downstairs, Lexi?
I don't know that we have time yet.
Yeah, we don't have time.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I don't know what's the matter with those that headphones, but it's just not worrying.
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, we just I'm not hearing anything. Hey, okay, keep talking, Andy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I know. I'm trying on my slides here.
Oh,
wait a minute. How about now?
1, 2, 3.
No? No. I don't know why. I don't know. We're just... Okay. I don't know. But no one cares now because this studio is going to be vacant.
This is done.
Yeah. So
this will be Josie and Lexi's office.
Well, and in reality, here's the deal.
Okay.
This has rubber on all the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so this...
Oh,
is,
wait. I'll lock you in here. Never
exactly,
mind.
Exactly. It has
it's
rubber.
Soundproof.
It's soundproof. And so this has always been my hideaway. If things get out of control, I just come in here and do my work because we can access any computer in the on the property with the computer I've got sitting here.
Right.
So we've been grateful for all your calls over the years. And please go to marksalem.com or salemboysauto.com, and you can click Best Car Repairs Shops, and that list we're going to stand behind. And I'll tell you something else we're going to stand behind. We say on that list that if you have a problem with this shop and they don't do what they're supposed to do, and it might be the Better Business Bureau's involved, it could be I'm involved, it could be NAPA's involved, there's a lot of people involved, but if the shop is told that this is what they need to do and they won't, then I will.
Yeah.
And that's never happened. Mm-hmm. That has never, ever happened. Have we thrown some shops off? Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken some shops and removed them for bad behavior, being stupid, or just not being part of the big positive movement that we wanted to create. So my email again is info@salemboysauto.com. If you have a car question, I'm still going to answer you. I'm going to do my best, and if I don't, then Andy or Alan will. So I appreciate you spending your life with me. It's 35 years. Thank you to my family, and we'll see you next time somewhere. Mm-hmm.